Now, starting out, getting yourself settled, noticing whatever it is that may be a block to comfort, perhaps adjusting your shoulders or the pillow, whatever it may be. As you become comfortable, finding that spot on the ceiling, that system you know so well, focusing on that spot, taking a nice deep breath in, and as you exhale, repeating the word relax inside, taking another nice deep breath, holding your breath at the top, and choosing when to release, choosing when to relax, repeating that word relax as you exhale, breathing normally for a moment, feeling as your eyes become heavy. When you're ready, taking one last deep breath in, holding it and releasing, relaxing, letting your eyes close on down. Enjoying the spread of relaxation, feeling as your eyebrows relax, your forehead relaxes, all the muscles along the top of the head and the back of your head adjusting themselves in their own unique way, releasing in their own way as your ears relax, your temples relax. Begin relaxing the jaw, all the layers, all the levels of the jaw, going down and down and down through each layer, each level, till your jaw is loose and limp, and your chin relaxes, your cheeks relax, even your nose, even your lips, your entire face is calm and quiet. At this moment, there is nothing for you to do, nothing to say, nothing to express. This time is for you and you alone to just be quiet, calm, and comfortable. Any thought that comes in passes right through as you relax more and more. Deeper and deeper, noticing the muscles at the back of your neck. The moment you notice them, they begin melting away, releasing and relaxing. That feeling begins to spread into your shoulders, spreading underneath the collarbone, all around the shoulder joint, and all around the shoulder blade, going further and further, deeper and deeper, quieter even calmer, spreading now down your arms, past your elbows, all the way to your hands. Noticing what your hands are resting on. Feeling as that wave of relaxation spreads through your hands, spreads under that surface, growing that feeling even stronger, even deeper, spreading more and more. As you notice your spine now, the spine being so ready to relax, so ready to let go. All the muscles around the spine melting away, notch by notch by notch, from your neck down to your hips. Feeling that wonderful feeling of letting go deeply and fully. As your chest and abdomen relax, as your breaths become free and easy, each free and easy breath carrying you further and further to this wonderful relaxed place, as now your hips begin to relax. All around the pelvis, inside and out, even your genitals relaxing as it continues spreading the wave of release, spreading now down your legs to your knees. Relaxing each and every part of the knee, the back of the knee, underneath the kneecap, going all the way down your legs, to your ankles, your heels, each part of your foot, till even the tips of your toes are loose and limp. You can enjoy that sensation as it spreads right back up to the top of your head and then right back down to the tips of your toes, going further and further down. As you begin to imagine a place, imagine you're in a setting where you can see your reflection. Wherever that may be, looking at the reflection of yourself, noticing there are aspects to this reflection that are the physical self, aspects to this reflection that you can see that are your mental self, aspects that are your emotional self, and aspects that are your spiritual self. All of these parts contained in that one reflection. I'm beginning to explore now, to experiment what it is like to change one aspect. Perhaps now imbibing that reflection with a wonderful sense of physical health. Seeing how that reflection would change with that sense of physical balance and well-being, of energy and health. And now noticing how the reflection would change if we were to make a change that was a little more stressful, perhaps. The mental self feeling stress. Noticing what happens to the reflection. Noticing what changes. Finding insights into the relationships between all the aspects to the self. Imagining the spiritual self. The spiritual self growing strong and bright. How does that change the reflection? And finding that each part is in correspondence to each other part. No part stands alone. Each one affects the others. But now at this time, finding a way for each of those parts to support each other. To not merely reflect and affect each other, but to support each other. Where one part feeling down, or one part feeling pain in any way, the other parts providing help, providing support, providing room for that part to do whatever it needs to do, knowing that the other parts can continue operating in a healthy and strong manner. Looking in that mirror now and accepting yourself, accepting all parts and all forms, and going even further than acceptance, finding that sense of liking. Of liking yourself in every aspect, the emotional, the physical, the mental, the spiritual, and any other aspect that may be included in the self. Finding that sense of truly liking the self, truly accepting and enjoying this experience of being in this world, of being in this body, of being this person alive aware, making choices and living life to the fullest. Feeling love in all its forms. Finding the seed of love even in difficult times. Feeling that sense of balance and health, of strength and stability. Knowing that when one part falters, when one aspect changes, the others are there for support, for help, to help that part change, grow, learn, and remember. Remember that spark of life, that spark of light within. This true spark of vitality underneath all aspects. Underneath all of the worldly parts, that spark of love, that spark of light, that spark of life, remembering, reminding, and shining through. Shining through in the will to be your best self. And being your best self doesn't mean always feeling good, always feeling on top of the world. Being your best self means that when there are difficulties, when there are hard times, that you respond in healthy, loving ways, that you are willing to explore and understand how to put love in the world, how to put love in yourself, knowing that you are the reflection of the world around you, and the world around you is a reflection of you. And your imagination is the bridge. Imagining being your best self. Being healthy and strong, secure and stable, and knowing that with that imagining, you are becoming that at this very moment and each and every day. Becoming healthy and strong, secure and stable, able to like and love yourself. And the physical self, that like and love comes through as feeling comfortable in your body, enjoying moving your body, enjoying challenging your body and finding out the ways it correspondingly changes. Becoming strong and healthy. Being strong and healthy. Liking and loving your body. Knowing that strength is inherent in you. It is in within that spark of life, that spark of love. And within your body, finding that sense of balance that comes through in daily ways. The daily ways of eating to fulfill your body in a healthy way, eating portions that are proper for you and your size, eating food which has vitality inherent within it, that will imbue you with that sense of vitality. Finding this is the food you desire. This is the food you crave, the food that is full of energy and health. And finding in your body, as you continue each and every day learning to like it and to love it and to accept it, finding that your body changes toward balance and health, toward being strong and fit, turning any areas of dislike, any areas of flabbiness into strength, the strength loving yourself, the strength of making that choice to be your best self in each and every way, and in your mental self, feeling the ability to accept. To accept others as they are. To accept others' choices, whatever they may be. No matter what you think, what your ideas are, respecting that each other person has their very own ideas that are right for them. They have their very own way of acting and being in the world that is right for them. And your way and their way is perfectly equal, perfectly right. Each one of us in this material world finding our own way on our own path. Each and every person's way perfectly acceptable. Feeling that sense of respect bloom for others that make choices in ways you don't even understand. Knowing that that is best for them and allowing them room. Allowing them space to grow and remember their own spark, their own loving energy within. And with that allowance of others, finding that you are able to allow yourself that same room to learn, to grow, to connect with that spark, to be your best self. And in the emotional self, finding as you learn and like and accept yourself, your emotional self is able to come through. That others can understand your emotions as you learn to express them in ways that make sense. To express emotions clearly. To express emotions that are sometimes difficult or painful. that through that expression, whatever it may be, you are being your best self. You can like and love yourself, and that others may have certain responses, certain reactions. And those responses and reactions are theirs alone. That is for them to deal with. That is for them to understand and grow. And for you to accept your own responses, to accept your ability to express others' reactions and responses are their own, just as yours are your own. And as you express yours, as you find that sense of strength and balance and stability in your ability to express, that bridge of understanding will grow. Your love for yourself, showing itself through your acceptance of yourself and others, through an aura around you of loving and growing. And that aura reflecting even deeper into your spiritual self, as all the other aspects of yourself come to balance, are their best, strong, and healthy selves, your spiritual self will grow deeper and stronger and brighter. That connection and that ability to feel love, the ability to be love, feeling that now as you look at that reflection of yourself, as you feel that reflection of yourself, and as you experience that reflection of you within the world and the world within you. Feeling the love and the ability to feel that love grow stronger and deeper at this very moment and each and every day. That appreciation and gratitude for the gift of life, the gift of being, the gift of choice, and your choice to be your best self in every way possible. You are strong and healthy. You are stable and secure. You accept and like and love yourself and this world in every way possible. Bringing that loving, glowing feeling back, knowing you are suffused within and without, it will glow from you and around you. As I count from 10 down to 1, when I get to 1, you'll be totally awake, totally aware, feeling so good, so strong and healthy in all the different ways possible. Number 10, that sense of love, expanding and expanding. Number 9, taking a last look at that healthy, strong reflection. Number 8, And number 7, beginning to come back. Number 6, feeling the surface below you. Number 5, hearing the sounds around you. Number 4, becoming more awake, more aware. Number 3, feeling that wonderful glow of love. Number 2, almost back. And number 1, totally awake, totally aware, full of energy, feeling so good, ready to spread the love.